Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Continuing the important topic of the triunity of God, it is very well known that Christians believe in one God. All over the world, all Christian denominations, true believers and followers of Jesus Christ, believe in one God, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Many Muslims tell me, I don't understand this Christian doctrine. My Muslim friend, it's important for you to realize that without a special revelation from God to your heart and to your mind and soul, you will never understand and you will never believe. However, it is important to mention to you that the Bible teaches clearly that the nature of God is compound. The Bible is the Word of God, which means there is plurality in the oneness of God. For example, in the book of Genesis, Old Testament, we read, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. My friend, the combination of singular and the plural pronouns in the passage I read to you, revealing the compound unity of God. Interestingly, that also you can read in the Quran, combination of singular and plural pronouns. The Bible confirms the following facts, my friend. God is one. He is unique and undivided. Fact number two. Within this one being, there are three divine persons. Fact number three, these divine persons are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Four, the relationship among these divine persons is eternal. They have eternally existed within the one being of God. Five, each divine person is of the same nature as the other two. Of course, you must agree with me that the word person is used in a different sense from its normal use in relation to human beings. God is infinite. Of course, the word person is not adequate to express the divine concept. We must get out of our minds any human analogy. See, you are trying to imagine everything with your mind. You can't. However, it is a fact that each person, the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, possesses intelligence, emotion, and will. That's why the best word we can use is person. Theologians use another word, hypostasis. Now, note, all true Christians believe in one God, and we regard those who believe in more than one God as unbelievers. God is one. This oneness of God is the most essential characteristic of the Trinity. However, the unity of God allows for the existence of three personal distinctions in the divine nature. Okay? Remember that. My Muslim friend, there are so much misunderstanding of the Christian doctrine of the Trinity. And many of my Muslim friends mistakenly think that Christians believe in three gods. This is a shock. They believe that Christians believe in Mary, Jesus, and God. I read the statements of Ibn Abbas. He is one of Muhammad's closest companion. And he said, what is meant by the Trinity is God the Most High, His consort, and His Son. Ridiculous. I will briefly mention some of the reasons behind this misunderstanding. Let me start by saying the Arabic word thalatha, which means three, is mistranslated as Trinity by many of the Muslim theologians. Okay, thalatha appears 19 times in the Quran. Okay, thalatha, which means three, appears 19 times in the Quran, where it is correctly translated as three. Unfortunately, the word thalatha was mistranslated as Trinity by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, one of the most famous internationally Muslim translator of the Quran. His translation of Surah 4, verse 171, from Arabic to English, reads, "Say not Trinity." Why you use the word Trinity? The Quran in Arabic states, say not thalatha, three. This is different. Again, thalatha only means three. And it is certainly different from the word Trinity, which means three in the unity of one. Bekthal translation to this verse is accurate. Bekthal also is one of the famous translators of the Quran. Also, Abdullah Yusuf Ali translation of the Arabic Quran, Surah 5, verse 73, he again mistranslated the simple Arabic word, thalithu thalatha. He made them mean one of three in a trinity, instead of the obvious and only meaning, the third one of three. Consider the problem that the majority of the Muslim world has by not understanding the Arabic language of the Quran. Most of the Muslim people in the world don't understand Arabic. It's a very difficult language. My wife graduated from Al-Azhar Islamic University as a Muslim teacher and Arabic teacher. And I studied the Quran in depth and Arabic in depth in Egypt in law school and as a defense lawyer. And we still have difficulty of understanding the Arabic words of the Quran. It's very difficult. We have to think about it and use other dictionary many times. So consider the problem that the majority of Muslims has by not understanding the Arabic language of the Quran. They automatically assume that the Quran rejects the biblical belief in the triune God, in the Trinity. Wow. Of course, Abdullah Yusuf Ali's translation is widely distributed all over the world. The facts is God loves you so much, more than you can ever imagine. And He came to you and to me through the person of Jesus Christ. And He paid the penalty for your sins. And God desires you to believe in Jesus as your only Savior and not to depend on what you can do to earn God's favor and forgiveness, but depend on what Jesus Christ has done for you. You can repeat this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for your love. God, right now, I take a step of faith and I believe that Jesus paid the penalty for my sins through his death and resurrection. God, I believe in your love today. I repent. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God, for living my life far from you. I want to be your child. I believe in Jesus Christ as my only Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book, and rejoice with you. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Rest of my audience, remember we are one family, we are one team. God wants us to unite in serving Him and in telling everyone that God loves them and telling everybody the good news of Jesus Christ. If I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, God, use us for the salvation of so many people, including Muslim people. In Jesus' name we pray. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.